It's been 15 years since Hong Kong reverted to Chinese sovereignty, and still, tensions between locals and people from the Chinese mainland run deep. Residents of Hong Kong used to regard the mainlanders as country bumpkins. Now they resent the wealth and the large numbers of people visiting from the mainland. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, those tensions are surfacing as a committee meets to choose Hong Kong's new chief executive.
It may sound like a pleasant cantopop ballad, but this is an anthem of hate. It sums up the anger some Hong Kong people feel towards their mainland neighbours. It says mainlanders are experts in stealing, cheating, deceiving and lying. And it calls them locusts. A choir of local activists sing this offensive tune to mainland tourists. Mainland visitors to Hong Kong have almost doubled in 5 years, making up two-thirds of all visitors, hence the locust tag.
Because locusts come in groups. When they come in thousands and thousands, looks like a swarm of locusts.
That's Chin Wan Kan, a professor at Lingnan University, who's a vocal critic of mainlanders. He admits mainland tourism is good for the economy, but says ordinary people aren't benefiting.
It's good in a sense. It makes it look more prosperous. Actually, neighborhood shops are gone and the prices are not good. At the same time, we have to fight for spaces together with the Chinese tourists. We lose money and we lose time for common people. But for land tycoons, for big business, it's good for them.
I'm now in Tsim Sha Tsui, one of the main shopping districts. And here, the mainland money is really obvious. Outside all the luxury stores, there were long queues of people waiting. And outside Cartier, I met a young hospital worker from Shanghai called Chen Xia, who said she couldn't understand why Hong Kong people would not like having mainland visitors.
Our spending power is very good. They should like us, she says. She's here to exchange a $10,000 bracelet. She's decided she wants the rose gold version. We're stimulating their economy, she argues. That much is true. Chinese tourists spend twice as much as all other tourists put together. But a culture gap is growing, as illustrated by this video, which went viral. It shows a heated argument on the subway between mainland tourists who are eating on the train, which is against the rules, and locals trying to stop them. Some Hong Kong people worry their way of life is threatened, their language, their identity and their rule of law. City University's Joseph Chang says Hong Kongers are struggling with the new order.
In the late 70s, 80s and even the early 90s, Hong Kong people believed that they were better educated, more prosperous than their counterparts in mainland China. There was a certain superiority complex. In recent years, as many rich mainlanders come to Hong Kong, there is a little bit of inferiority complex.
Over 8,000 pregnant women, mothers and their supporters took to the streets to protest.
This TV report shows even pregnant women are protesting. Last year, 40% of the births in Hong Kong were by mainland mothers. This gives their babies Hong Kong residency, meaning they'll be eligible for publicly funded schooling and medical care. There are fears that resources could be strained. But paradoxically, Michael DeGolia, director of the Baptist University's Transition Project, believes this debate shows a stronger affiliation with China.
Hong Kong people are saying, we're Chinese. You're not supposed to come into our city, just like we're not supposed to go into your cities and crowd out your services and so forth. That's not a rejection of China. It's saying we're Chinese too.
At China's recent Congress meeting, a top official, Zhao Qizheng, shrugged off the tensions, saying siblings can't avoid spats. But Chin Wan Kan fears Beijing wants to make Hong Kong into just another Chinese city.
I would call it imperialist approach. They think that we will subsume Hong Kong people and make Hong Kong people more obedient, but that will destroy Hong Kong.
These simmering strains could find a political focus too. This weekend, the favoured few choose Hong Kong's next leader. Polls show deep opposition to Henry Tang, once thought to be Beijing's favourite. Beijing's promised that Hong Kong's next leader will have public support. Otherwise, the economic and social tensions could just explode into large political protests. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.